This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The Alaska Dispatch News reports Edward Ittaw, a prominent North Slope leader, died Sunday of cancer. Ittaw was mayor of the North Slope borough from 2005 to 2011 when Shell was seeking oil leases and permits for offshore Arctic development. Author Bob Reese featured Ittaw in his book, The Eskimo and the Oil Man, The Battle at the Top of the World for America's Future. In a talk on stage with Ittaw at the 2012 Arctic Comparative Summit in Girdwood, Reese likened the opening of the Arctic to historic struggles for control of the Middle East.
Over 100 years ago, Rudyard Kipling, the British writer, coined the phrase the Great Game. The Great Game is the story of the way that powers on Earth, the great powers, duke it out in remote areas for dominance of the planet.
Reese said opening the Arctic raises questions about international borders, international jurisdiction, free maritime passage, and much more.
The oil leases all through this area. The greatest migrations of sea mammals on Earth occurring here. The bowhead whale, the walrus, all the animals that the Inupiat people depend on. All this important stuff in the great game. But who haven't we talked about yet? We haven't talked about the most important component, the Inupiat people, and the people who live there, the people in the middle.
Ittaw got the borough a seat at the table with federal regulators and Shell. He forged agreements with Shell to halt operations during whale migrations and to get oil moved through the Trans-Alaska pipeline rather than tankers. He pushed for a stronger Coast Guard presence, more scientific research, and better regulation of marine transportation, driven, he said, by hopes for future generations.
And that's why I get so passionate about this, because we have reaped the fruits of Prudhoe Bay, my generation. How fortunate we were, in spite of all the changes, to have the lifestyle that we have now. And I'm no different, we're no different than any other ethnic group or anybody in America. We want a better life for our kids and our grandkids.
Ittaw said looking back on his life spent chasing whales, caribou, and fishing, he thought of Sitting Bull, who refused to sign a treaty giving up his people's homelands.
He knew it would place his tribe into cultural bankruptcy. So his decision was clear. He was a Lakota Indian. He was meant to hunt buffalo. And when told to report to the reservation, he refused.
Ittaw said he too was going to remain true to his heritage.
I am no longer mayor. I am Edward Sagan Ittaw, an Inupiaq Eskimo, a hunter, and a whaler. And like Sitting Bull, I'm not going to go to that reservation.
Ittaw was a member of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission and president of the Inuit Circumpolar Council, Alaska. He headed or served on the Outer Continental Shelf Policy Committee, Barrow Whaling Captains Association, and Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, the North Slope School Board, and the Federal Subsistence Advisory Council for Northern Alaska. Edward Ittaw was 71. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.